To accommodate our continuous growth, we used 79 different facilities in the first 15 years of Saddleback's history. Each time we'd outgrow a building, we'd move that program or service somewhere else. We often said that Saddleback was the church you could attend if you could find us. We would joke that this was the way we attracted only really smart people. We used 4 different high schools, numerous elementary schools, bank buildings, recreation centers, theaters, community centers, restaurants, large homes, professional office buildings, and stadiums, until finally we erected a 2,300-seat high-tech tent. We were filling that tent for 4 services each weekend before we built our first building. I feel that most churches build too soon and too small. The shoe must never tell the foot how big it can get. I'm often asked, how big can a church grow without a building? The answer is, I don't know. Saddleback met for 15 years and grew to 10,000 attenders without our own building, so I know it's possible to grow to at least 10,000. A building, or a lack of building, should never be allowed to become a barrier to a wave of growth. People are far more important than property. During Saddleback's first 15 years, over 7,000 people gave their lives to Christ through our evangelism efforts. If you found yourself up to your neck in baby Christians, what would you do? Our sanity and survival depended upon developing a workable process to turn seekers into saints, turn consumers into contributors, turn members into ministers, and turn an audience into an army. Believe me, it is an incredibly difficult task to lead people from self-centered consumerism to being servant-hearted Christians. It is not a task for the faint-hearted ministers or those who don't like to get their religious robes wrinkled, but it is what the Great Commission is all about, and it has been the driving force behind all that has happened at Saddleback so far. I have always loved the passages in the gospel where Jesus challenged the popular myths or conventional wisdom of his day. The New Testament records 20 times where Jesus used the phrase, "You have heard it said, but I say to you."